It's time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
The biggest miracle of tonight is going to somebody. If you are the one, let your hallelujah be the biggest. The joy.
Ayo.
The joy of someone.
Ayo, and they come.
Is going to overflow tonight.
Yo, what's happening?
If you are the one, let your hallelujah overflow. There's only one person who could do all this. That's the Almighty God. So let's go before Him and worship Him. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Alleluia.
Jesus Christ is Lord.
Alleluia. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. He is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, is Lord,
is Lord,
is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Hallelujah. Every every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is
Ba 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 ba.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, you, Baba. How are you, Baba? Ba 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 ba. Yes, you, Baba. Yes, you, Baba. How are you, Baba? Ba 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 ba.
Baba.
Yes, you, Baba. How are you, Baba?
Jehovah, you are the Most High. Hallelujah.
You are the Most High God.
Jehovah, you are the Most High. Hallelujah.
You are the Most High God.
El Shaddai, you are the Most High. Hallelujah.
You are the Most High God.
King of Kings, you are the Most High. Hallelujah.
You are the Most High.
Lord of Lords, you are the Most High. Hallelujah.
You are the Most High God.
Lord of Hosts, you are the Most High. Hallelujah.
You are the Most High God.
Jehovah Rapha, you are the Most High. Hallelujah.
Jehovah
Nissi, you are the Most High. Hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh, you are the Most High. Hallelujah. El Shaddai, you are the Most High. Hallelujah.
Let's go ahead and worship the Almighty God. Let's bless Him. Let's magnify His holy name. Let's tell Him how good He is. Let's tell Him how powerful. Let's tell Him how awesome. Oh, yes, Lord, we bless Your name. We worship You. We magnify Your holy name, Lord. Rimoko Shendra Makakitu Rimoko Runda Masanta. We worship You, we adore You, we magnify Your holy name. Oh, yes, we just want to bless Your name. Oh, yes, Jehovah, we magnify Your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, we worship You, Lord. We magnify Your holy name. King of kings, Lord of lords, the I am that I am, the ancient of days. Blessed be Your holy name, Daddy. King Rumokorundrama Mahiki Rumoko Shandra Makatunda. Thank You, Father. Oh, glory, 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 glory be to Your holy name, Lord. Rimama mahiki ki rumoko tundri rimama hamka shanta. Kindo rumoko rundrima mahiki ki rumoko rundama mahaka shanta. Thank You, Father. Glory, 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 glory. Thank You, Father. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Oh, thank You, Lord. What a great God You are. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
you, because the Bible says it will be unto you according to your faith. And then my humble self as a vessel in the hand of God. Because he says I should lay my hands on the sick and they will recover. He didn't tell me how many of you will be healed instantly tonight.
Wow,
so for me. But I know he told me last night that Naaman dipped himself 7 times in River Jordan before he was healed. For some of you, tonight will be the 7th time. For some of you, even as my hand touches you, the miracle will happen instantly. My prayer is that your faith will catch fire today. My prayer is that you will all go home rejoicing at the end of today. I'm coming around to pray for all of you. I will lay hands on each and every one of you carried here. And after that, we will let God and your faith complete the work. In the meantime, the rest of us should please remain an attitude of worship. This may take a few minutes. But it's not a show. This is something very, very serious. So please worship along. And even as we are doing so, part of the anointing will rub off on you. Shall we have some music? We thank you. Glory be to your holy name. Now, Father, there are some here tonight trusting you for the fruit of the womb. I know you have set next month aside for them. But because they are here tonight, before they return next month, let them be pregnant in Jesus' name. Even if they have not discovered that it is true, at least let them already be pregnant in Jesus' name. Those of them who are here tonight, next year, my Father and my God,
ọdún tó ń bọ̀ bàbá mi àti ọlọ́run
let them be among those who bring forward their own thrones. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thy word is settled in heaven. It is settled in heaven forever.
Forever.
Oh Lord. Thy word is settled in heaven, it is settled
in heaven
forever.
Oh Lord,
thy word is settled in heaven, it is settled.
Father, we want to bless your name. For the miracles you have done thus far. Thank you in advance for what you will do in the next 1 hour. Because you told me you are going to surprise many people here tonight. Thank you for those that you have surprised already. Many of us are still waiting for more surprises. Father, it is written. He sent his word and he healed them. And he delivered them from their destructions. As your word will be going forth, Father,
Baba,
heal,
Ewosan,
deliver,
Etusile,
surprise.
Eyawalenu.
At the end, let your name be glorified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Let somebody say, Amen. Open your Bibles to John chapter 16, verse 13 to 14. John 16, verse 13 to 14. John 16, verses 13 and 14. Jesus was speaking here and he said, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Jesus Christ said that the Holy Spirit will glorify him. Tell your neighbor, God is going to be glorified in your life. All right, now say it the other way and say, God is going to be glorified in my life. How does the Holy Spirit glorify Jesus? Simply by making the impossible possible. In Luke chapter 1, verse 34 to 37, Luke 1 verse 34 to 37. When the angel told Mary that she was going to have a baby boy, Mary said to the angel, how can this be? Since I don't know a man, how can I have a baby without meeting with a man? How can this impossible become possible? The angel answered and said, the Holy Ghost will overshadow you. Anything that is considered impossible,
Just hand it over to the Holy Spirit. And
it
will make the impossible possible. That is why all the impossibilities in your life will become possible today in Jesus' name. I have seen things that as a scientist I know cannot possibly happen. Humanly speaking, there are certain things that cannot happen by all the known laws of science. And many of you have seen a lot here on this campground. For example, some of you were here last year when the convention was going on, or I think yes, it was during the convention, and miracles were happening around the altar. And there was a short man in the auditorium who, whenever he wanted to see what's going on in front, somebody would block his sight. And he said in his heart, "Oh God, how I wish I were taller." And as soon as he said that in his heart, God heard from heaven and told me, and said, "Tell him, I have had his request, and I've granted it. By tomorrow, if he finds that his trouser is 2 inches shorter than usual, nothing happened to the trouser, it is he who has grown." How many of you were here when he testified? How can a man who was already old, who was married and so on, grow more than 2 inches in one night? The Holy Ghost. I'm sure many of you will remember the testimony of a man. When we were having the Holy Ghost service at the National Stadium, and God spoke and said that there was somebody there with only one kidney, and the only one is already getting bad. God said he's giving him 2 brand new ones. The man was sitting somewhere on top of the stadium. He nearly fell down. Because he knew he was the one God was talking to. And that was Friday / Saturday. First thing on Monday, he went to the doctor. And they checked him. And checked him. And the doctor said, "What am I seeing? Because I was the one who removed one of your kidneys. And there was a crisis on that day because the operation lasted about 18 hours. I can't forget that day. But I am seeing 2 kidneys now. And the 2 of them are new. All these things are not logical. Humanly speaking, those things, such things don't happen. But the Holy Ghost does the incredible. That is why I am sure that something incredible is about to happen to someone here tonight. Now, if you are the ones, let me hear you shout hallelujah. The Holy Ghost glorifies Jesus by performing what we call miracles. In Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to 10. Acts 3, verse 1 to 10. There was a man who was born lame. He was 40 years old. The Holy Ghost raised him up. Because when Peter said unto him, Silver and gold have I none, but I have something, and that's something I'm giving you in the name of Jesus. He was saying, I am giving it to you in the name of Jesus. What he was giving him was anointing. That power that comes from the Holy Spirit. And the man jumped up and began to walk. Began to sing and to dance. And was glorifying God. I am confident that God is going to be glorified in your life. See, the reason why the Holy Ghost performs miracles is to prove to the whole world that Jesus is alive. Because when you read Acts chapter 4, verse 9 to 11, Acts 4, verse 9 to 11, after Peter and John raised that layman, you would think that the hierarchy of the church will be happy. No, they arrested them and threw them to prison for healing the sick, not for killing the man. They preferred, the world preferred that that man would die a beggar. But God came along and raised the man up. So the following day, they now ask Peter and John, tell us, by what method did you use to make the lame to walk? And Peter said, Jesus Christ of Nazareth,
Jesus Christ of Nazareth,
whom you crucified, God has raised him up. And it is through his name, the power in his name, that this man is standing before you whole. Brethren, I'm going to ask you a question tonight. If you really believe that Jesus is alive, let me hear you say it loud and clear. Jesus is alive. Are you sure? Because if he is alive, and I know he is alive, every impossibility in your life is going to become possible. We were in Haiti. Last year, to conduct a crusade, and I'm sure many of you know, we have a good church in Haiti. So we went there for a crusade. And it was a massive crusade. And it was broadcast on the radio all over the nation. Now there was one man who was lying on his bed, far away from the center of the crusade, and he was listening to his radio. Apparently when he tuned the radio, he was hearing the music of Kunle Ajayi first, and he was enjoying that. So by the time he finished that one, it was time for the sermon, and God spoke to me and said, there is someone listening to the message right now who is impotent,
God said he's healing him. And the man said, how did they see me on my bed? How did they know that I can perform? That must be me they are talking about. So he decided to check. Because his wife was there. And he discovered that power has returned. Thank God. The power we are talking about is not controlled by NEPA. So he was so excited and got up that night and began to run towards the crusade ground. And if you have been to Haiti, you will know that people don't travel about at night there. But he said, I must get to these people before, I don't know, they may go by tomorrow. Because this God who has done this for me, I must surrender to him. He came to the crusade ground. We had finished. And he was asking for where we were staying. Where is the evangelist?
Evangelist.
Calling me an evangelist. Didn't know I'm an ordinary pastor. Anyway, he burst into the house where we were staying around 11 p.m. Told his story. I said, this God must be alive. I want to receive him. I want you to know, brethren, that before this month is over, people will look at you and say, your Jesus is alive. Another way the Holy Ghost glorifies Jesus is by proving the superiority of the power of God over satanic forces. When you read Acts chapter 13, from verse 6 to 12, Acts 13 verse 6 to 12, the Bible said Paul was preaching to a governor. And there was this man called Elimas, a sorcerer. And he was attacking the gospel, saying, governor, don't listen to him. It's your money he wants. They are lying. Suddenly the Holy Spirit took hold of Paul. And he turned to the man and said, I am speaking and you are speaking. He said, I command you to be blind for a while. Thank God he added for a while. Otherwise, the man would have died blind. The moment he said that one, the man couldn't see again. And he was removed from the place. And the governor surrendered to Jesus. It doesn't matter how many evil forces followed you here today. None of them will follow you home in Jesus' name. When we were in the old auditorium over there, you will remember, those of you who have been here for some time, we were having the convention. We were much, much smaller then. And it was Holy Ghost night. And Holy Ghost night in those days used to end around 12 midnight. Because I would have laid hand on everybody, and so there's nothing more to do. So around 12 midnight, I wanted to pray for all the pastors present.
Suddenly, as the pastors were coming forward to be prayed for, I heard one witch speaking to another witch. Saying it is time for us now to intervene.
And
just God just told me that's what's going on. I said, oh, hold it, pastors. So I announced to the two witches, this is what you have been saying. If we don't come out now, we will do something about your case. I told everybody to close their eyes. So it will be easy for them to come forward. They came and surrendered to Jesus. Because they discovered that power passes power. And tonight, that power that passes power is going to do something in your life. Thank you, Lord. This is a serious one. The Lord says he wants to be extraordinarily merciful to a particular lady here today. The Lord says, through adultery, you have destroyed many men of God. But he says, tonight, if you will come out, he will forgive you. But if you don't, he has made up his mind that you have destroyed enough. So it's either you come out. Oh, okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Usually in a situation like this, when God says there is someone, there could be more than one. So if there's any other one that is coming, I will wait for just 1 minute and then I will pray. If you are in that category, okay. God bless you. Oh, thank you, Father. Any other one? Okay. Glory be to God. See, for those of you who are coming for the first time, when God wants to speak to a group of people, he will always say, there is someone here. For example, there is someone here tonight who is going to be blessed. Who is that person? So don't be surprised that there are more than one. It's just God, that's God's way of speaking to a particular group. So I wait another 10 seconds. Thank you, Father. Jehovah, you are the Most High. Hallelujah. Jehovah, you are the Most High. Hallelujah.
Jehovah, you are the Most High. Hallelujah.
You are the Most High.
Thank you, Lord. They still coming. I'm just waiting for.
I want to see Paul. We just come out to start a new day.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray, brethren. Merciful God, I just want to thank you tonight. Because your mercy is greater than the heavens. How could you show mercy to those who have destroyed your men? If you are not someone, as the Bible says, who is rich in mercy. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you that you are rich in mercy. Thank you for being merciful to these, your daughters. Father,
Baba,
forgive them. Cleanse them in your blood. And change them. Because they have come out publicly like this. Whatever it is that have been pushing them into causing men of God to fall, let it be destroyed today. And Father, as you take them away from the grips of Satan, turn them to vessels unto honor in your hands in Jesus' name. Let a day come, my Father and my God, when each one of them will testify that once I was used by the devil, now I'm being used of God. Thank you, my Father. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. You can go back to your seat now. And that's the way of the Holy Spirit. He can interrupt the sermon anytime he wants. Just a moment. This time I may have to ask you to please close your eyes so that the persons or persons concerned may be able to come. The Lord said there's someone here who drank human blood overnight. Friday, Thursday, so Friday, you drank human blood. Now God asked me to tell you, that's the last time you are going to drink human blood. He said, it's either you come now so that he can drive out the witchcraft that is in you, or you'll be buried within 7 days. So please, if you are the one, don't waste time, come quickly now.
to ba je iwo le ni na ma fa koko sofun jade wa kia kia.
I will only wait for 1 minute.
Mo duro fun iseju kan ni.
Because everybody is bowing their heads and closing their eyes.
Gbogbo awon eniyan lo teri won ba o si diju won bayi.
I can't keep them like that for long. So if you want to come,
ti o ba fe wa,
you have a choice. It's either you come and God sets you free, or you sit down and you die.
Oni yiyan lati wa kolorun o ti o sile tabi ki ojo ko nibi to wa ki emi to wa nu re ko si pa orun.
I will count up to 10.
Ngoka bi mewa.
After that I will continue.
Leyin eleyin won ma tesi waju.
Ah, okay.
Boni follow.
Thank you, Father. Please hurry up. Yeah, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming.
Ema bo, ema bo, ema bo. Eti ti gbese nle kia kia.
Thank you, Jesus. Tell God, set me free. I don't want to drink human blood again. Talk to God, talk to God. Talk to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Father, you have heard the cry of these your children.
Baba, eti gbo ipe awon omo yi.
They said they don't want to drink human blood anymore.
Won ni pe awon o fe mu eje eniyan mo.
They want to serve you instead.
Won ni awon fe ma sin yin.
You are the great deliverer, O Lord.
Eyi ti eje olujuni sile nla.
Set them free tonight.
E tu won sile lale.
Set them completely free tonight.
E tu won sile patapata lale.
All those forces using them to do this evil, I decree that they be bound in Jesus' name. I decree that they will lose their hold on these vessels of God and let them go in Jesus' name.
And
Father, as you are setting them free tonight, fill them with your Holy Spirit. So that instead of being agents of the devil, they become agents of God in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Please, brethren, let's keep our eyes closed for just another 30 seconds. You can go back to your seat now. Go back before they open their eyes. Say it loud and clear. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we can now continue with our sermon. Now, one of the final way I want to mention about how the Holy Ghost glorifies Jesus is that he does it by changing men. For example, if you read Acts 19, verse 11 to 12, Acts 19, verse 11 to 12, the Bible says, God performed special miracles by the hands of Paul. Such that from his body, handkerchiefs and aprons were taken to the sick.
Tobe, to je pe awon ibante ati idiku ni amu lati ara re to si nbu alaisan.
And they were healed.
Won wo awon lokunrin yi san.
And the demons departed from them.
Emi Esu si n sajade lara won.
How can God use Saul of Tarsus to perform miracles? He was a murderer. He hated Christians. He has done a lot of evil. But the Holy Ghost took hold of him and changed him. And the one who used to be an agent of the devil became an agent of God. God can change any man. That's why you must not lose hope over anybody. If God cannot change someone, somebody like me should not be standing here before you now. I know how evil I used to be. I know how I used to make fun of Jesus Christ when I was a lecturer in the university. When we sit down at drinking our beer at the staff club, after we've talked about politics and economics and so on, and there's nothing else to talk about, we turn on Jesus and begin to make jest of him. Thank God he didn't kill me then. And before I became born again, I know how naughty I used to be. Many of you know my testimony. I had so many girlfriends, I didn't even know the number. And many a times, when two or three of them jam, we know how to get out of it. This one is the sister of the cousin of the husband of my father's wife. Why are you looking so innocent? You want to tell me you haven't done anything like that before? Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then there was one of them that we did everything together. I won't tell you the details, it's none of your business. But then after some time, we parted. She went away, I went my way. She got married and I got married to my lovely wife. Glory be to God. And then one day, I was lecturing at the University of Ilorin then. And I was pastoring our parish there too. This lady and her husband, they were transferred to Ilorin to work. And she had given birth to a child that was born lame. And somebody told her, there's a pastor somewhere here. If you take the child to him, the child will walk. So she came to the mission house and met some people at the veranda and said, I want to see the pastor. So they said, he's inside going. So she opened the door and we saw. And because we were old flames, we greeted. Ah, long time no see. Hey, where have you been? You know. So when we finished that, she said, I want to see the pastor. So I said, yes, can I help you? She said, I want to see the pastor. I said, I'm the pastor. She said, you? I said, yes. You the pastor? I said, yes. She said, you will pray and God will answer. Let somebody say, thank God for Jesus.
Thank God for Jesus.
God can change anybody. And I'm telling you, brother, I'm telling you, sister, it is your turn for a testimony. If you believe